When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And can you believe this is the 75th episode already? And not that I'm like keeping like a ton of track on this, like I'm going to be celebrating anniversaries all the time. It's just that, you know, whenever I pull up my template to record the episodes, I see what the last episode was that I recorded, and I noticed that this is number 75. So hooray for me. What am I thinking about today? Well, I want to thank you guys for some of the great input that you've been giving in the forums about the potential for an art and story business series. And as I've been thinking about it, I realize that this is something that I remember very early on in the show when Mark and I were kicking around the idea of doing a little mini series like the Comics from the Ground Up series and like the Visual Cues series we recently started playing around with. I remember I was very resistant to the idea of doing a business series because so many other comics podcasts focus on that. So I felt like, well, they're already doing it. You know, they're covering this stuff. We'd just be redundant if we covered that. But more and more, I'm becoming more and more interested in this because, like we said in the recent Art and Story Supreme episode, the podcasting one, part of the reason we do what we do is to have conversations that we feel aren't happening elsewhere. So after the last couple of years of listening to a bunch of different comic shows, I noticed that there is a bit of a deficit in some certain areas of the discussion that I wish we'd hear more of. If nothing else, just getting a lot of different viewpoints on it, and instead of trying to, like, I think Roger Langridge said it best when he said, just listening to people all sharing their struggles with it is ultimately more interesting and helpful than trying to artificially come up with some kind of definitive plan that will work for everybody, because as we all know, that won't work. So on the topic of business, I have been thinking really hard about how to enhance my role as a businessman and make more money as a cartoonist. And fortunately for me right now, things are going pretty okay in terms of my comics advocacy work. I'm doing more teaching this year than I've ever done in my life, which that's a good thing. I landed that freelance gig that I've been talking about on Thunder Punch Daily. Ooh, sorry about that, everybody. Whacked the microphone stand. Because I gesture a lot with my hands, even when I'm just recording. So maybe one of these days I'll do a video version of Thunder Punch Daily so you can watch me thrash around like a drowning man. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I landed that freelance gig that I'm really having a good time with, and it's going to make me a decent amount of money. So that part, there seems to be some momentum going on. I mean, with the artist in residency in Chelsea, I'm making a lot of really good connections, and I'm getting more and more business opportunities through that. So, okay, good job there, Jers. You seem to be in having some forward momentum in that regard. So that brings me to the comics work and the art and story stuff. And after some conversations that we have documented on the Art and Story show on Art and Story Extreme, after talking with Casey Van Heys of wintersandlavelle.com last week on Art and Story Extreme, it really got my wheels turning about some of these kinds of business strategies that I've kind of been, I don't know if I've been avoiding, but I've just been kind of writing them off as, well, that's all well and good, but it was that kind of argument in my mind. And one of those things, I have to give credit to Renee Van Beltzen of reneevanbeltzen.wordpress.com for clarifying something for me in a recent Thunder Punch that I did where I was talking about self-promotion, and he kind of cleared up the distinction between promoting something and advertising something. And he's kind of highlighted how advertising is what you do to keep your product or service in the public's mind, keep people aware of it. And it brought me back to, the conversation I had with Casey, where I was kind of wondering aloud about this idea of using advertising services like Project Wonderful, earmarking money that I would normally put aside to go to conventions and putting that towards advertising. And Casey's argument was, well, yes, and, you know, do advertising and conventioning. The two need to work together. And it's a big reminder to me that, oh my gosh, dude, we dump a lot of money into our careers, don't we? No wonder we're all poor. This is slightly tangential, but I did a charity event this past weekend in Chelsea where we talked about this on Art and Story Extreme on Monday, where I donated some art to the Chelsea Center for the Arts to be auctioned off at this big charity fundraiser to raise money for the venue. And I was talking with the other teaching artists there, and we were all kind of remarking to ourselves that we were watching a bunch of rich people throw money at stuff, and you know, we were kind of all saying how none of us are bidding on anything because it's not our place as artists to spend money, but to watch other people spend money. The eternal problem of being a creative type is that you unless you hit some kind of a jackpot, which only a very, very tiny percentage of us get to do, you really don't get to have that discretionary income to throw around like that. But anyway. But I mean, I guess that ties into the idea that, gosh, you know, as I think about this, start taking this business stuff a little bit more seriously, have a little bit more of a plan in mind. Gosh, we dump a lot of money on this stuff and time. So this is what I'm thinking right now is I'm thinking that I'm going to take all income that I get from Art and Story Supreme, and I'm going to pump 100% of it back into the show. I'm going to pump all of that money back into advertising for the show. We've never done this before. Well, I had a brief flirtation with Project Wonderful advertising Art and Story, the podcast, on a couple sites, but it was like $10 here, $10 there. I messed around with some StumbleUpon advertising because I remember a listener pointed me at that for a while, saying that netted some really great returns on investment, ROI. And I think I put about $40 into that, and we did see some pretty big spikes in traffic, but nothing that I saw that was like terribly, nothing that sustained itself. I mean, I didn't see any kind of like overall boost in listenership after that. But as we progress forward with some of these ideas that we want to do for the Art and Story shows and for the comics advocacy stuff online, I realized that we need to attempt to get some more listeners. We get emails all the time from listeners who say, I just discovered your show. I've been listening for about 3 weeks. You know, I love blah, blah, blah. I love this. I love that. I hate this. I hate that. There's always new people discovering the show, which means that we haven't really, fully investigated this idea of trying to get more listeners. I mean, we've counted on word of mouth up until now. And I think it's time that I start taking this advertising thing and promotional thing a little bit more seriously. So like I said, I'm planning on that with the next payout. We do the payouts at the top of every month. I think I'm going to take what I get from that and pump it into advertising. And I'll be reporting on what my results are. If any of you guys want to give me any advice on using Project Wonderful, Casey, I'm looking at you. You said that you had some ideas on that. I'd love to hear it, and I'd love to see it in the forums. Like maybe get a thread started on using Project Wonderful, some best practices. Because I find it incredibly daunting when I go into that control panel and look at all the different sites you can advertise on. Is it better to put your ad on a really popular site and pay more for the ads? Or is it better to do sort of a buckshot approach and put your ads on a bunch of smaller sites? Spend the same amount of money, but just hit more sites? What works? Or what have you noticed that tends to work? Obviously, there's not going to be one answer. The other thing is... I think that I'm going to, let me point you guys at this Wednesday's episode of Art and Story, episode 155. It's a good one. It's a wrap-up of the Alternative Press Expo, and Kevin shares his experiences there. And there was a bit of a light bulb moment for me towards the end of the episode where I think the language Kevin uses is he talks about having art direction for your table display. And gosh, did that make a lot of things click in my head in terms of where I've gone wrong in the past and how I could possibly go back to SPX next year and really make a much better go at it. And again, not about getting rich, but about making the proper connections and moving enough product to at least pay for my trip. So I'm feeling much more sanguine about the whole idea of self-promotion and marketing. I think my whiny period is over. For those of you who have been enduring the past five or so episodes of Thunder Punch Daily, I'm feeling a lot more like empowered and optimistic about this thing, but I just feel like there's a few details that I need to figure out in terms of like how to use Project Wonderful, and also thinking about designing a table display for myself that that delivers the identity of my projects. But I feel confident in the sense that here is an income stream that I have, thanks to you guys doing supporting the Art and Story Supreme project. Now I have like some actual discretionary income that I can, that, you know, instead of putting it towards my bills like I had been, I'm going to put it towards an advertising budget and see what comes of that. And the crossing my fingers thing is that it means more listeners, which means more subscribers, which means that eventually, you know, the advertising will pay for itself, right? That's the theory anyway, but we'll see how that goes. I don't have, and perhaps this is short-sighted of me as a quote-unquote businessman, is I don't have an actual hard and fast threshold goal written on a piece of paper just yet. I don't know if I need one. So far, I've been winging everything that I do, and perhaps it is time to say this is the goal that I'm going to reach after X amount of time. I don't know. I'll have to keep thinking about that and report back with another Thunder Punch Daily. But in any case, this is where I say thank you very much for supporting us in this project. I mean, really, thank you very much, because as I just said, your support is allowing me to try out this experiment. And as I said, I am going to report on the results I get. And I'd love to brainstorm with you guys in the forum about methods to advertise projects on things like Project Wonderful or Stumble Upon Advertising, whatever services there are out there. You know, I keep hearing about Google AdWords, but every time I hear about it, somebody says, oh, it sucks. So I don't know about that either. But it'd be cool to kind of like crowdsource this project in the forum so that we can all benefit from it. And at the very least, even if we don't do that, I'll be sharing what my experiences are with it as I play around with it. And again, thanks to you guys. So I've been Jersey of jdros.com. Thanks again, everybody. And until next time, remember.
Today, Tila made a mistake, but instead of trying to correct it, she ran away. That was an even bigger mistake. Making mistakes is part of being human, but punishing yourself or quitting because of it is no way to make things better. The right thing to do is accept your error and try not to make that same mistake again. That's a lot smarter than running away. Until our next exciting adventure, goodbye for now.